The historic building at the southwest corner of Peter and Mississauga Streets, a hub for artists and small businesses, will be completely demolished following the devastating fire that ravaged the 130-year-old structure early Tuesday morning. The building, a significant part of Orillia's downtown arts and culture scene, has been declared structurally unsound by engineers, leaving its owner, Jeff Pitcher, heartbroken. "It's been disheartening," Pitcher said. "Unfortunately, the engineers have determined that the building needs to be demolished. We had high hopes that it could be restored." The fire, which caused an estimated $4 million in damages, is one of the largest in Orillia's history, according to Fire Chief Chris Ferry. While the flames were officially extinguished by late Thursday, the building's demolition is necessary to ensure the safety of neighboring properties, he said. Pitcher is now faced with the financial burden of demolition, which is expected to cost between $400,000 and $500,000, a cost not covered by his insurance. "The demolition company was contracted by the firefighters, so I had no choice in the matter," he said, noting the expense will significantly impact the funds set aside for rebuilding. Engineers are working on plans to safely dismantle the building without damaging adjacent structures, with the demolition expected to be completed by the end of next week. Despite the setback, Pitcher and his family are determined to rebuild. "We want it to be a local centerpiece for entrepreneurs, as it was before," he said. "We're planning to work with the City of Orillia and Downtown Orillia, BIA, on the rebuild process." Pitcher envisions a modern, architecturally beautiful structure that aligns with Orillia's downtown redevelopment plans. "We've heard ideas like transforming Peter Street into a European-style piazza with pedestrian traffic and restaurants, but funding will be a challenge," he said. "The rebuild costs will likely exceed the property's future value." The community's outpouring of support has been a source of strength for Pitcher and his family. Residents have shared memories of the building, which housed artist studios and small businesses and served as a focal point for popular events like the Starry Night Studio Tour. Pitcher also often subsidized rent for his tenants to give local up-and-coming artists a hand up during their beginnings. "Hearing their stories has opened my eyes to how much this building meant to the community," he said. "It's giving me fuel to make sure we rebuild something beautiful and meaningful." While the timeline for rebuilding remains uncertain, with estimates suggesting it could take at least 2 years to begin construction, Pitcher is exploring affordable loans and other funding opportunities. With the cause of the fire under investigation by police, Pitcher expressed heartbreak over reports it may have been started unintentionally by someone seeking warmth during extreme cold. "I would like to see the city come together to ensure that the homeless are looked after so that we don't have situations where they need to light fires to keep warm," he said. "My heart breaks for the homeless." Pitcher is advocating for changes to downtown recycling schedules in the winter to reduce fire risks. "Leaving out recycling materials creates fuel for fires," he said. "The city should consider evening pickups during the colder months." As Mississauga Street prepares to reopen in the area, city officials and the Downtown Orillia BIA are working to support affected businesses and residents. Pitcher expressed gratitude to the firefighters, local businesses, and city staff who have assisted in the crisis. "Our hearts go out to the small business owners and tenants who have been affected, as well as those in neighboring buildings," he said, noting he is offering free rent and space to tenants affected at his local office.